All right, all right, all right. Welcome to Investment Banking Insights. This is the only show dedicated to helping you learn both the technical and non-technical aspects of the investment banking process. My name is Alex Mason and I am your host. Today, I want to talk to you about this concept of accretion and dilution. This is something that I haven't really thought about in a while. And we talked about it last year on the show quite a lot. But I wanted to come back to this today because as part of my coursework, I'm just recently did an M&A model and just learned a lot in the process. Of course, like actually doing something and building something is totally different than reading about it in a book or in a guide or something. And so I had some new realizations that I wanted to share with you regarding M&A and this whole concept of accretion. And just as a quick recap, what is accretion? Accretion is essentially when 1 + 1 = 3. Effectively, when you put two companies together, you're getting incremental benefits, financial benefits that are happening because of the transaction, not merely by adding up the profits of the businesses together, but you're expecting some kind of synergy, some kind of savings that actually makes the combined companies greater than the sum of their parts. And so that's what accretion is, if I was to put it in words. But in terms of actually calculating it, you're looking at incremental gain in earnings per share, as is most commonly calculated. So that is what accretion is. And I was thinking about this concept, and it's so interesting because, of course, whenever a company will announce an acquisition or a merger, they're always shooting for accretion, right? They're always shooting for, yes, this is going to make more money for our shareholders. It makes financial sense. Therefore, we're going to do it. But as I've been building my own model, I realized that there's so many assumptions that go into what actually drives accretion. And I want to go through what some of those things are and some of the potential pitfalls with accretion as a concept when you actually dig into it, and just some cautionary tales if you're building your own models out there. So one thing that affects accretion is, of course, the purchase price. The purchase price is really going to drive a lot. So if you have a company that is buying another company, let's call it the target, and it wants to buy the target at a 20% premium, things are going to be very, very different than if it buys it at a 50% premium. Because, of course, the more you pay for the other company, that's going to probably increase the acquiring company's debt load in the case of a debt/cash transaction. And so because of that leverage, you're going to be paying more interest expense, which is most likely more money than the interest that was being earned on the cash that the company otherwise could have had. Anyway, without getting too deep into the weeds, paying more for a company is going to make you less accretive by and large. And also, if you have a company who changes the consideration mix, so consideration, remember, is the type of currency that's used for the transaction. So consideration, are you paying with debt? Are you paying with cash on the books? Or are you paying with stock? And you can even simplify this further to say either cash or stock, because usually the cash is coming from debt. It's usually not coming from the balance sheet of the company pre-transaction, although some of it may be. It just depends on the situation and how much cash the company has, how much management wants to actually use. But a lot of this is usually funded through debt and through credit. So companies are being bought either through debt or through equity. If a company is being bought through equity, that can really change your accretion as well. So imagine a company issues a lot of stock to pay for a transaction. That's going to dilute its shareholders. So remember, earnings per share is earnings divided by shares outstanding. So if your shares outstanding are going up faster than the earnings are, that means you're going to be diluted. And it's interesting to see, like, building a model, if you change the equity percentage in a transaction, say from 0% to 20%, 50%, all the way up to 100%, and just look at that accretion number, what happens? it can actually change quite substantially. So whether or not a company sells stock as part of its consideration can be a huge factor here. And then there are some other kind of ancillary factors too, like the interest rate that the company gets on its debt, the interest rate of the target company. Do you refinance the debt when the acquiring company buys the target company? These are all different considerations that are important, but it's just interesting to me how if you tweak just one variable, your entire model can change if it's a sensitive enough variable, such as the offer premium, aka the purchase price, or the equity percentage in the deal. So those are just some thoughts that I want to share with you with regards to mergers and acquisitions. And yeah, I hope that was helpful. That's what I got for you today here on Investment Banking Insights. My name is Alex Mason, and I really hope you're having an amazing week. And yeah, tune in next time for some more investment banking knowledge and insights. Have a great, wonderful day.